In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the festival of St. Timothy, pastor and confessor. Timothy, as you know, joined St. Paul on his second missionary journey from the town of Lystra, Acts 16, and he accompanied the apostle and became his companion on this journey and the next. In our lesson for today from Paul's first letter to Timothy, we know that Paul left this young man in Ephesus when he himself left to go to Macedonia after 3 years of work in that capital city of Asia Minor. And it seems that while they were in Ephesus together, Timothy carried Paul's letter, which we call 1 Corinthians, to the Corinthian congregation. He is mentioned several times in it. Now, it's interesting that there's been some talk around about a supposed letter from Timothy to St. Paul written near this time. I'm not sure what to think about this, but let me read to you what I have, which is quite appropriate for St. Timothy's special day. It goes something along these lines. Timothy to Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, greeting. I give thanks to our God always for you whenever I pray to our Lord, for your example in the faith, for the gospel which you preach, and for your encouragement in every way. Your days in Ephesus were fruitful in the gospel, and my work now builds upon the foundation which you have laid. Christ is the cornerstone of that foundation, to whom be glory forever. Amen. My heart is heavy with sorrow at your departing for Macedonia, to encourage the churches in that place. O my Father in the faith, how I miss your kind words, your good example, your preaching of the gospel of our Lord. I think back on the letter I bore for you to Corinth, in which you call me your beloved son. Now, that would be 1 Corinthians 4:17. I regard you as my father. It encourages me that you love me as a son. And you call me faithful in the Lord. As you said to the saints at Ephesus when you preached, as we assembled and broke bread, God has not called us to be famous. God has not called us to be wise. God has not called us to be persuasive. He has called us to be faithful. I pray that he might count me faithful to his Son when he comes again in glory. Let me say again what a privilege it was to bear your letter to the church across the sea in Greece. As the faithful Jews have said, a man who is sent is as the one who sends him out. I remember so well the words read forth in the Corinthian assembly. I have sent Timothy to you to remind you of my ways which are in Christ. Also 1 Corinthians 4. I have thought about those words for many days. He will remind you of my ways which are in Christ. What grace and comfort is in those very words. Everything we have is in our Lord, our righteousness, our holiness, our life. But I am not left alone to think about those words. God has shown us what they mean by giving us your life. How you walk in the ways of our Savior Lord each day he gives you breath. How our Lord Jesus Christ and his cross and his resurrection form the pattern of your life. As you have said to me, in baptism you have been buried with Christ into death itself. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the power of his Father, also now you live and walk in resurrected life. To the Corinthians you wrote that in Christ our Paschal Lamb, the old leaven of the life of sin is purged away, and the new life in the Spirit, a new unleavened lump, now takes its place. The Corinthians did not like to hear this thought. Some love the life of sin. But I learn this every day, that only when I am in Christ can I walk truly in his ways. O my dear Father in the Lord, how pleased I am that you understand my work as the work of our Savior, Jesus Christ. To the Corinthians you said, he does the work of the Lord even as do I. That's in 1 Corinthians 16. What a comfort these words are to me. You have called me your beloved son, and I hold you to be my beloved father in the faith, but you are also an apostle of the Lord. You have seen the risen one. He spoke to you on the road to Damascus before you confessed his name. But as I follow in your footsteps and labor in his name, I am his slave, a slave of Christ, even as you are. And so it also is with all the servants of the word. Yes, just so men do torment us, even as they torment you. Yes, just so are we rejected, even as are you. Yes, just so do we suffer for the faith, even as do you everywhere you go. But even as we suffer, men see the wisdom of our God, for our lives are weak, our strength is all in him. May our Lord and Savior bless your preaching of his word, and may we see each other face to face again according to his will. And this is where the letter ends. I do not know the final words. Perhaps Eros saw, farewell, or perhaps, in Jesus' name, amen.